Now to politics in Kenya, where ethnicity trumps ideology, rhetoric, and personality combined. Voters head to the polls next Thursday to choose the next parliament and president. The top contenders have names, of course, and parties, and even a manifesto or two. But in the eyes of most voters, the presidential race is a rumble between Kenya's two biggest ethnic groups. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The Electoral Commission of Kenya has a dream.
We'd like somebody to make a choice, not because they are scared they'd be beaten up or somebody from their region will lose. They'd rather make choices based on their own free will and information.
Manny Lamayan is the spokesman for the Electoral Commission. He already has cause for despair. Nearly 20 people have died in ethnic clashes in the lead up to next week's elections. Hundreds have been displaced. The commission is planning to set up makeshift polling stations in the areas that have been hardest hit so that residents who have been burned out of their homes can still vote. But for those Kenyans who have left their home areas entirely, they will have no say in the race at all.
And there's some evidence that in every election year, some form of violence or clashes between different ethnic groups usually occur. People come and burn down your houses. People come and chase away your animals, get away with them. People come and kill brutally.
Adams Olaw teaches political science at Nairobi University. He says violence often erupts at election time in Kenya to stir up old land grievances between ethnic groups in the Rift Valley and also to dissuade people from voting. Either way, Olaw says, the violence appears coordinated, often by the candidates themselves.
There's something which is funny about the violence, is that the violence continues until the elections. And then when the elections are over, most of the time, the violence kind of dissipates, which kind of tells you that the violence was simply meant to do with elections. It was simply meant to disenfranchise some people. It was simply meant to scare some people.
In Kenya, there are 42 distinct ethnic groups, each with its own language and home territory. But no single group has enough votes to dominate the rest of the country, so most of them line up between the two largest, the Kikuyu and the Luo. Both the Kikuyu and the Luo played instrumental roles in bringing independence and democracy to Kenya. But since independence, the Kikuyus have had two presidents to the Luo's nil. The incumbent, Mwai Kibaki, is Kikuyu. His main rival and the believed frontrunner in the race is Raila Odinga, Kenya's number one Luo. When Kenyans are asked, they say that ethnicity won't matter next week. But the polling also shows that almost all of the Luos are voting for Odinga, and almost all of the Kikuyus are voting for Kibaki. Javi Murungi is research director of a group called Consumer Insight.
I think people are conscious that voting in tribes is not the proper way to vote. So in public, they will say no. But I think in practice, as the figures show, that they will probably vote according to tribe.
And what the Kikuyus and Luos have been saying about one another is a scandal. No kidding. The police have been monitoring radio stations and other communications made in indigenous languages, and so has the Kenya Human Rights Commission.
These people are uncircumcised. We cannot be led by them, so don't vote for them.
That's Jaguna Mutahi from the Human Rights Commission repeating an old Kikuyu prejudice. Mutahi has been monitoring the text messages that are popping up on cell phones. And yes, you heard right. The subject is circumcision. Below the belt, Kikuyus and Luos disagree.
Luos, as a tradition, do not circumcise. For Kikuyus, it is sacred. You cannot participate in the community affairs. As a man, if you are not circumcised.
There are other prejudices. Peter Omondi is a Luo advertising agent. Omondi says he's voting for Odinga because Kibaki failed to fulfill most of the promises he made at the beginning of his term. Omondi also says Kikuyus are arrogant.
Kikuyus think that the presidency belongs to them. And they have this more than arrogance, as if, yeah, it's ours. It's not for you people, it's ours.
Wahome Murigu is a Kikuyu advertising agent. He says he's 117% behind Kibaki. Murigu says he's lost a lot of Luo friends because of politics.
People call me Kikuyu. That's what Luos call me. Okuyu. Kikuyu is like a short of Kikuyu.
The polls are showing that next week's vote will be close, so no matter what happens, an awful lot of people will be disappointed. Again, Jiguna Mutahi.
First few days will not be good. They'll be terrible. Because those emotions must be expressed. And some places, very violently.
Of course, it could all come to nothing, and Kenya could live up to its reputation as the most peace-loving nation in East Africa. But the newspapers are reporting that machete sales are up. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.